Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope you are having a fantastic week. This past Sunday, we finished our series called Senior Moments, and we looked at just the first part of Hebrews chapter 12, which is such a fantastic section of scripture if you haven't had a chance to look at it before. And one of the things that I want you to think about this morning in our brief time on the Drivecast is the question: do you have a habit of considering Jesus? And when you look in Hebrews 12 in verse 2, the author says that while we're running this race with endurance, we need to be looking to Jesus. And then in verse 3, he says, consider Jesus. And he talks about how Jesus endured such hostility from sinners against himself. And he had just talked moments ago about how Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him and despised the shame of the cross. And so if I were to sit down with you and maybe we're going to have coffee or we're going to have some food together, what would you say to that question? Do you have a habit of considering Jesus? And certainly, I hope that you do. When you look in Hebrews chapter 12, you're confronted with a couple of questions. And so the first question is, well, if we're going to consider Jesus, well, what do we consider? And what does the author of Hebrews tells us will flow from or be the result of this consideration of Jesus? And when you look in the text, really what you're seeing is the author is telling us to consider both who Jesus is and what he has done. He refers to Jesus as the author and perfecter of our faith. He mentions how Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God, which reminds us that Jesus is the King of the universe. Matthew 28 tells us that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. He is King, he is God, he is the second person of the Trinity. And so the author of Hebrews is saying, hey, consider Jesus. Think about Jesus and who he is. But it's not just considering who he is, but also considering what he has done. And in particular, in Hebrews chapter 12, the author reminds us that we are to consider what Jesus did in his death on the cross. He redeemed us from all of our sin so that we can be both forgiven and also set free from the slavery of sin. And so, do you have a habit of considering Jesus, both who he is, King of all, and second person of the Trinity, he is God, and also what he has done, in particular, what he has accomplished for us on the cross? And what the author of Hebrews says will come from that. He says, hey, so you're going to do this so that we don't grow weary or faint-hearted. Because the reality is, as he talks about in Hebrews 12, verse 1, we're running this race that's marked out before us. And he encourages us, he challenges us to endure. And the thing that you and I know is that we don't have to encourage other people to endure things that are easy, right? If this race that we're all running were super duper easy, then the author of Hebrews wouldn't have to say, hey, I want you to endure. That he wouldn't need to do that. The only times we encourage someone else to endure is when we know that that thing is going to be difficult. And so the author of Hebrews says, consider Jesus, both who he is and what he has done. And when we do that, it's something God uses to guard us from growing weary or faint-hearted, because we are called to endurance. And so I want to challenge you today, if you don't have a habit of considering Jesus, I want to challenge you to begin growing in that habit just by taking a step. And two of the easiest ways that we can consider Jesus as a habit in our daily lives is by spending regular time in God's Word and spending regular time in prayer. And in particular, in prayer, thinking about praising Jesus for who he is and what he has done. And so wherever you are regarding your time in the Word and prayer, I would encourage you just to add 5 minutes. I feel like we've all got 5 minutes somewhere in our day, and I want to challenge you to add 5 minutes to whatever you're currently doing with your time in God's Word and prayer. And if you're not sure how to do that, hopefully you have a life group leader who would love to help you with that. If you're not currently in a life group, we'd love to, one, just help you with that step, but also to help you get connected to a life group. So let's take a moment and let's pray and thank God for what he has accomplished for us through his son, Jesus. Father in heaven, we do praise and thank you for what you've accomplished through Jesus Christ, your son and our Lord. Father, please help us to cultivate the habit of considering Jesus, of thinking carefully, regularly about who Jesus is and what he has done. And God, please conform us into his character. And God, please help us to grow in that habit, maybe through just a simple step of adding 5 minutes to whatever we're currently doing. But God, we know that you have expressed and demonstrated your love for us through your son Jesus and in his death and resurrection. Help us to love him and trust him and to become more like him even today. We pray all of these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own and certainly hope that you have a great day. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.